3. Look out for Connor Cox, but it's going to be Keith under center for a change. Doesn't see that happen. It's going to be pitched to the right to Cox. Cox gets past the 35, past the 40. Good enough for the first down, plus a few more. And gets knocked out of bounds at the 41-yard line. See Ben Flaccus there coming up from the sideline, so he made the tackle. We also saw Isaacs there making the play. So Isaacs and Ben Flaccus there on the stop.
Well, once again, Cox putting on a little move there in the backfield to escape that first tackle and get extra yardage.
So Keith in the shotgun again. Cox to his left. Four wide receivers, two on each side. Fortuna rushing four. And they're going to flush Keith out of the pocket. He's going to run to the right. Going to get past the 40 and gets tackled at about the 41. Gained maybe a yard, but took a big hit while he did so. As Isaacs once again making the tackle. Ryan Isaacs doing a great job closing down that edge.
Yeah, Keith definitely took a big shot there, and he's a little slow to get up, but he's walking back to the huddle.
It was a low tackle at the legs, and, of course, lots of knee injuries and hamstring injuries and stuff like that can happen when those tackles are made. But, again, that's what you have to do to stop the ball carrier from going. And Keith is told to either run out of bounds or slide on a play like that so he doesn't subject himself to that type of hit.
Yeah, especially on a cold night like this, those hamstrings get a little tightened up, and injuries are prone.
So Keith under center this time, Cox behind him, single set back, and he's going to drop the snap and have to fall on it on 2nd and 10, and it's going to be 3rd down and about 12 coming up, loses 2 after, again, he had to fall on the bad snap. So we've been a couple plays now. We've seen Cheyenne Keith line up under center after they've been exclusively a pistol and shotgun team much of the season.
Yeah, I think it also has to do with that run game, trying to get the ball to Connor Cox, and not a lot of open sets here in the second quarter, so definitely trying to get this run game going again.
We're in the final 45 seconds here in the second quarter. 27-0 Fortuna leading over Arcata. It's 3rd and 12, ball at the Arcata 40. Keith now in the shotgun with 4 wide receivers, Cox to his left. Fortuna rushing 5. Cox steps up in the pocket, but it's going to overthrow everyone. Really had to hurry that throw as looked like he was intending that pass for Neil Rao, the tight end who was running a seam route. But again, he had absolutely no time, maybe 2 seconds at most in the pocket to step up and throw, and had he had maybe another second, I think he would have been able to time that pass much better and hit his tight end, but instead it's going to be 4th down and 12 coming up with 31 seconds to go here in the second quarter.
Yeah, the Huskies are definitely heating up the Tigers' offense here on third down.
Yeah, really bringing the house, and it's worked so far. And Keith's going to have the snap go over him on 4th down for the punt, and now he's just going to have to try to throw and find an open receiver, Luke Graves. The punt would not have really gotten him much, so the most he could do is try to see if maybe he can get a few extra yards by finding an open Luke Graves down the field, but underthrew him right there. So it's incomplete for 4th down. Again, had he tried to punt it, he was so far back after the bad snap that had it been a 30-yard punt, he might have gained 5-10 yards at the most in field position. Instead, he saw the play break down. I actually like that decision. You know, if the punt's not going to do much for you anyway, try to get that first down if the play breaks down, and didn't work out there, though.
Yeah, that's multiple times in the second quarter here that Arcata's had trouble with snaps, and especially on the punt situation. And so, Keith doing a good job of getting rid of it.
So 23 seconds to go here in the second quarter. You've got J.B. Lewis under center. He's going to drop back, pass, quick drop back, and he's going to throw, and it's intercepted. Intercepted by Malik Love. Love on the return, pass the 25, and he's going to fumble it. It's going to be picked up by Ryan Weigman, and he's going to take it in for the touchdown. So Malik Love intercepted it, was on the return, past the 25, the ball got stripped, Ryan Weigman in perfect spot, had no one in front of him between him and the end zone, and took it in, and it's now 33-0, and that's just kind of how things have gone for Arcata in this game and the season, and those are the type of things it takes a while to really fix as a program.
Yeah, Malik Love's having a lot of trouble securing that ball. That's his second fumble here on the game, and obviously, on an interception return like that, a big turnover and a big play, that's something you don't want to do.
So 33-0, Fortuna over Arcata, officially 7 seconds to go, as the extra point is up and it is good. But Malik Love getting the interception, but gave it right back as he fumbled on the return. Ryan Weigman in the perfect spot to pick it up and was able to take it into the house and increase the Fortuna lead to 34-0 after the extra point was made. So,
and if you're Arcata, those are easy points that you don't want to give to Fortuna. Obviously, in a game like this, with a Fortuna team that is as good as this Fortuna team is. You want to make it hard on them. You want them to earn those yards and earn those touchdowns, and definitely not something you want to do in this situation.
So as has been the story much of the year for Arcata, turnovers have been the issue, and even though they've looked improved in other areas of the game, how they move the ball offensively, their special teams coverage, it's always one area of the game where they have issues with. It's usually turnovers plus one of the three facets, offense, defense, special teams, where they really have a crucial problem with. And today they've had two of the three facets playing well. Defense has really let them down. Of course, the turnovers have also compounded the problems. It's going to be a little squib kick by Calderon, and it's going to go all the way into the end zone. It'll be blown dead automatically for a touchback. One of the, again, key differences in high school football versus college and NFL is, as soon as that ball crosses the goal line on a kickoff, it's dead immediately. No chance to run it back.
And obviously, if you're in the NFL or in college, if it goes into that end zone, you're probably going to want to take a knee as well.
Yeah, especially in college now, since they give you to you at the 25-yard line now instead of the 20 on a kickoff.
Yeah, big difference maker.
And have you noticed, at least with you playing, you know, for HSU and against other teams, do you see a lot more kneel downs in the end zone?
Absolutely. You know, moving the ball up, a lot of kickers, it's easy to boot it into the end zone.
That's right. They moved it up to, what, to the 35 again, right?
35 again, yep.
And a lot of it, of course, is to cut down on concussions, head injuries.
Yeah, especially on kickoff returns.
Yeah, we saw that player, of course, for Rutgers who got paralyzed in that game a couple years ago.
Eric LeGrand,
you're right. And that's what they're trying to cut down on. Anyway, Arcata's just going to run the ball forward to run down the clock, and we go to halftime as it is Fortuna 34 and Arcata nothing here at halftime. And we'll be back. We're going to kind of review halftime a little bit, and we're also going to send it down to the studio. Jessica Condon's also got some score updates, and we'll have all of that, plus an update from KRFH News right after these messages. You're listening to the Arcata Tigers Radio Network, KRFH 105.1 FM, KRFH.net.